KETX 98.9. And nice cover of Springsteen's Atlantic City there from the Whole Steady. We're over now in Studio 1A. Cliff Hargrove is our engineer, and our guest is Paul Thorne, who's playing tonight with his full band at Threadgill's World Headquarters. Paul, welcome back to Austin.
Thank you for having me on this wonderful show. It's nice here.
My pleasure. My pleasure. Probably the last time you were at KUT, we were down in the basement or something.
We done moved up in the world.
I tell you what, huh? Yeah, it's good. So how are things going with you?
Things are going really good. You know, I'm out touring, and every year I've been doing this, it seems like my audience keeps getting bigger and bigger. Mm-hmm. So in today's world, when people don't even have a job, I'm very thankful for that, you know.
All right. Well, we're going to get right into the music, and we're going to talk to Paul about some of the other gigs in addition to Threadgills. He's going to be here in the Hill Country area for the weekend. But what do you want to start off with?
I'm going to start off with a song called You're Not the Only One. I was complaining to this old man who was sitting in a wheelchair the other day and about how hard my life was, and he told me to shut my mouth. You know what I mean? Because he's old and sitting in a wheelchair, so I ought to be more thankful than that, right? Hey.
Something ain't right. I hear them fighting every night. I can't believe how much they fuss. Sometimes they sound just like us. When you sing the song, insert your name. The problems we have are all the same. If you're above the ground, if you're under the sun, whatever mountain you gotta climb, you're not the only one. I told an old man, you just don't know what I've had to go through out on the road. He started laughing and just shook his head. He said, boy, you ain't seen nothing yet. When you sing the song, insert your name. The problems we have are all the same. If you're above the ground, if you're under the sun, whatever mountain you gotta climb, you're not the only one. Life don't come with a guarantee. You only get so many heartbeats. It's such a blessing to be alive. Whatever happens, I'm satisfied. When you sing the song, insert your name. The problems we have are all the same. If you're above the ground, if you're under the sun, whatever mountain you gotta climb, you're not the only one.
Paul Thorne, live here in Studio 1A on KUTX. Boy, I need to play that every day to remind myself.
Isn't that the truth?
I do that. You know, you start feeling sorry for yourself. Why?
Mm-hmm.
Why did this? Why don't I have that? And then you cross paths with somebody who's got a lot tougher.
That's true. Yeah. And I'm thankful I'm just middle-aged and not old yet. It's a good thing.
Paul Thorne and his full band playing tonight at Threadgill's World Headquarters here in Austin. And then tomorrow night out of Fredericksburg, the Crossroads Saloon. Boy, the last time I went out to Fredericksburg, it's almost Santa Fe. It's gotten so hip and cool and trendy.
Yeah, it's really a nice place. I like going out there and playing it there, and you know, Luckenbach, legendary place out there. And
love Luckenbach.
A lot of good things happening out there. I think that's where Willie and them went to do acid back in the day. That's what I was told.
Might have happened. Might have happened.
Yeah.
Might have happened.
Yeah.
And then Paul, it's interesting. He's playing up in Minnesota with Austin's own Jerry Jeff Walker.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
An amphitheater at a zoo, I think.
It's an amphitheater at a zoo. Yeah, and me and Jerry Jeff Walker are going to be doing a show out there. And you know, I'm a Jerry Jeff Walker fan. He actually recorded one of my songs. I'm very proud of that.
Really?
He sure did.
Very cool. You sound so much like you are from Tupelo, Mississippi.
Well,
what would you have sounded like if your family had stayed in Wisconsin? I know you were born in Wisconsin and they moved and when you're little.
I'd be saying aren't instead of ain't, you know.
Hey there, how are you? I'm Paul Thorne.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you definitely sound like Tupelo, and it's still your home, right?
Yes, sir. I live in Tupelo. I like living in Mississippi because a lot of reasons. My family's there, for one, my whole extended family. And the cost of living is very good in Mississippi.
Right.
It's a very affordable place to live.
And it's a straight shot up to Memphis.
Yeah.
So how old were you when you started running off with your friends to see great bands play?
You know, I'm going to tell you something about that. Being a minister's son, a Pentecostal minister's son, we weren't allowed to go to secular concerts when I was growing up. It was called, they said it was like the devil's music.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a very long story I'm going to make real short, but the first concert I ever attended in my life, I was opening for Sting.
Wow.
That's right. That's a long story, but I'm just going to I'm gonna put it like that. It's like, yeah, and when I did that show opening for Sting, which I won't go into the story how it happened, but people said to me, weren't you nervous when you went out there in front of those 13,000 people? And I wasn't, but the reason for that is I grew up singing in church.
Right.
So I've been singing in front of people since I was 3 years old, so to me, it just looked like a larger congregation, but it was the same feeling. So I was actually accidentally prepared for it.
Just like Willie Nelson and Aretha Franklin and so many people starting off in the church. What did your dad think about it when you said, Dad, I'm gonna be a professional musician?
Well, he just, you know, and I think in his mind and heart, he wished that I'd have got into the ministry like him, you know, because right. that's his life. And but I chose to do something different. And there's a lot of spirituality in my songs, but I'm not a gospel singer by any stretch, but right. I'm just heavily influenced by gospel music.
All yeah. right. Well, let's yeah. get another one from Paul Thorne. He's All playing right. tonight, and he's playing right now here on KUTX.
Here's a song about beautiful middle-aged women. Bit overweight, she's not a fashion plate. She lives at the Sweetwater Trailer Park, lot number 3. She goes to the Church of Christ, she chain smokes Camel lights, and she's got a crush on. Every morning she climbs into her old Chevy Malibu. She clocks in early down at the t-shirt factory. She puts peanuts in her Coke. She laughs at all my jokes and she's got a crush on. She leaves me notes on my windshield, and she lets me know how she truly feels. She ain't choosy or perfect by any means, but she's got a crush on. Lights of my life, I'm such a lucky guy, 'cause she's got a crush on me. I'm so proud to say she's got a crush on me.
Paul Thorne, live here at Studio 1A, KUTX. And he's playing tonight at Threadgills with his whole band and doing a song called She's Got a Crush on Me, written by Donnie Fritz and Bill Lawson. Is that on your album of covers?
Yeah, the you know, I've got 10 albums out, and on all the albums I wrote all the songs. But this last album, I did a tribute album to my favorite writers.
Right.
And Donnie Fritz is one of my favorite writers, and he wrote that. And it's just a beautiful song.
It really
is. It really is. And I was glad and proud to put it on my record.
Who else did you pick for that album?
Different ones. I did an Elvin Bishop song. Me and Elvin Bishop are friends, and mm-hmm. I was visiting him at his house one day, and he got his guitar out and started playing me this song called What the Hell is Going On? And it was talking about the condition of the world, how it's just everything seemed to be on the decline instead of the incline. And I just thought it was a powerful, timely song, and I recorded it, and he played guitar on my album, and it was very exciting. Have him, because I remember when I was a kid seeing him on the Midnight Special singing Fooled Around and Fell in Love.
Uh-huh.
And then the next thing I know, he's singing on my record. So it's, I feel like the Forrest Gump of music. I just keep on walking into these things. I'm retarded, but I keep doing things that I never thought I'd get to do.
First show, opening for Sting.
Yeah, that's
you know,
right. That's
hanging
right.
out with Elvin Bishop.
That's right.
And since the release of What the Hell is Going On, which I think came out last year, you put out an album. A live album, just digitally, right?
Yeah. It just came out. It just came out about a week ago. We recorded a concert that came out really well, and we liked it well enough that we made it into a project. We have a new. It's available on our website as a download, and at the live shows, you can buy it for like $10, and it's one of those zip drive things.
Right.
But it's also a beer bottle opener, so it's got two functions.
Multitasking.
Yeah.
Cool. Live at Red Clay. Where is Red Clay?
I don't remember. It's the Red Clay Theater. Man, when you play 170 shows a year, mm-hmm. it's hard to remember all the places and the locations. But I remember they had some very good cheese dip in the dressing room for the artists.
Very good.
That's what I remember. I don't remember where it was, but I remember the cheese dip. It was good.
Well, you'll have top-notch Southern cooking at Threadgills tonight.
I'm looking forward to it. I've been there before.
Yeah.
And the chicken fried steak always seems to suck me in.
Chicken fried chicken's pretty good, too.
Yeah. Maybe I'll try that.
Yeah. All kinds of good stuff. So Paul Thorne and his band playing tonight. Let's get one more tune. How about this was kind of like on your first album, wasn't it? Pimps and Preachers?
No. That was on my previous album prior to the covers album.
Okay. Yeah, all right. Yeah. So it's relatively new.
Yeah. But anyway, it's a true story because my father was a preacher, as I said, and his brother, my uncle, was literally a pimp.
Really?
And they were my mentors when I was a kid. And
did they get along?
Yeah, they got along good. Well, they crossed sword back in the day, you know.
Right.
But now they're older, and they're my uncle, you know, he doesn't glorify being a pimp because that's a terrible thing, exploiting the young girls and everything. But I did get some street knowledge from him, uh-huh. and I got something good from both of them. And that's why I made up this song. It's a tribute to them. My daddy had a Cadillac, my uncle drove a Ford. One was Satan's angel and one worked for the Lord. They had some hard-earned wisdom, they both became my teachers. I was a young disciple of pimps and preachers. The school of life was open each day I went to class. When I didn't pay attention, they kicked me in the ass. They were turning out young bitches and converting non-believers. I was learning from the masters, pimps and preachers. One drug me through the darkness, one led me to the light. One showed me how to love, one taught me how to fight. I guess you could say I am an overachiever, and I owe a debt of gratitude to pimps and preachers.
They kept me under their wings, but when I passed the test, they gave me a pinstripe suit and pushed me from the nest. Now I'm standing on the corner, recruiting hungry seekers. I'm starting a new religion, I call it pimps and preachers. One took me through the darkness, one led me to the light. One showed me how to love, one taught me how to fight. I guess you could say I am an overachiever, and I owe a debt of gratitude to pimps and preachers. You can stand there and do nothing, but if you want to go far, don't try to please everybody and be proud of who you are. Get out there in the game, don't sit up in the bleachers. That is the philosophy of pimps and preachers. One took me through the darkness, one led me to the light. One showed me how to love, one taught me how to fight. I guess you could say I am an overachiever, and I owe a debt of gratitude to pimps and preachers.
Paul Thorne, yeah. Pimps and Preachers on KETX 98.9. And again, Paul's playing with his band tonight down at Threadgill's, and then Sunday evening, tomorrow night, at the Crossroads Saloon in Fredericksburg. And then on down the line, he'll be with Jerry Jeff Walker up in Minnesota. Paul, thank you so much for coming in, man. It's a real pleasure.
Thank you for having me on the show, and I want to say thank the station for playing my music, because that means a whole lot, and it helps bring people out to the show.
Thank you. And being from Tupelo, and I know they have Elvis Presley Park, what does Elvis mean to you?
Well, Elvis is arguably, first of all, one of the most famous people who ever lived.
Yeah.
And he started out, he was born in Tupelo.
Yeah.
And you can go and into the house that he was born in, it's literally two rooms, not even a bathroom, it's just a bedroom and a kitchen.
Wow.
And he came a long way.
Yeah.
He went far, and I like his music. His songs were great. He's a great singer. He was a great entertainer. You know, it's kind of sad that in the end he got messed up on drugs, but other than, you know, he's Elvis, you know?
Yeah.
He's Elvis and I ain't. You know what I mean?
Well, just right around the corner from where you're playing at Threadgill's at the Continental Club, this guy Ted Roddy puts on an annual thing twice a year.
Mm-hmm.
Elvis's birthday, and then I believe today is the anniversary of his death, or right around it.
Yesterday was.
Yesterday.
Yeah.
Okay. And he puts on a great tribute to Elvis. Back kind of in, before things went south, you know, early 70s, when he was really still doing it, kind of like with this song here, Suspicious Minds.
So, I mean, think about it. Who else other than Elvis has that many people acting, impersonating him?
Sure.
I can't think of anybody except Santa Claus.
That's right.
Yeah. People dress up like Santa Claus, but you don't have to do nothing but sit there and ask kids what they want.
Elvis Presley, number two behind Santa Claus. So we'll hear from Elvis in just a second here at KUTX. Thank you, Paul.
Thank you for having me on the show.
Appreciate it, man.
All right. All right.